Terry Gilliam, the only American allowed in the group, there's always one, remembers a carefree childhood in Minnesota.
Born in 1940, November 22nd, Medicine Lake.
Medicine Lake, Minnesota, that's outside of Minneapolis. I think it's influential in the sense that, you know, I was born in the country, a country boy, basically. It was a Tom Sawyer-ish existence, because we lived on a dirt road, you know, a couple blocks from the lake, and across the road was a swamp, and kind of behind the house was big woods, and then there's cornfields. It was actually a slightly more rolling country than just the flat stuff. But the flat stuff, you just go a mile or two and you're into flat. And it was mainly Scandinavians around there. I mean, Scandahoovians, I'm afraid. And it was the house. The house was this. They were actually summer houses that people started living in all year long. And my dad did a lot of work because my dad was a carpenter. And great living in the country. I mean, roaming, climbing trees, doing all that stuff. You know, igloos in the winter, and the first time I ever won a prize for art was in school. We'd gone to the zoo, and then we came back and we were supposed to draw animals from memory. And I cheated, and I had a book in my lap with a picture of a bear. I drew this really good bear and got my box of crayons as a prize. So my art career began by cheating, which I think I've done ever since. But I used to always draw as a kid, and did magic shows. I was keen on magic, so my dad built me a thing, and we'd do magic, and it's just a very simple existence. I think the other thing I remember is radio. I think radio developed my visual sense in a strange way, because I had to invent it all. You sit there and you've got to put costumes and faces and sets on people. And I actually think radio was the best thing for visual sensibility.
Yeah.
And I've always thought radio, you could create more atmosphere with radio than you can with film or any other form, because it's all shadow, and so it's all imagination on your part, the listener's part. And it's that, and I think it's the exercising that you have to do when you exercise your imagination when you listen to radio, which you don't have to exercise when you watch television. It's done for you. It's all served up.
Well, I imagine that the first time you must have noticed animation as such, only probably, obviously, when thinking of those, was Disney.
Oh, yeah,
what were the key Disney movies you remember?
Snow White, Pinocchio. I think the early ones were so beautiful because, the craftsmanship in it was so wonderful, the detail work, the background paintings. I always just drew. As far as arts, what I saw, I don't know. I mean, cartoons probably, it's comic books is where it began. But I just started drawing cartoons is what it was. I never drew art. I remember I was doing Martians, but they were Martians that looked like Hoover vacuum cleaners and things. They were household appliances that were extraterrestrials. Yeah. And so that's what my mind was doing then. It was something I could do, and I could always entertain people with it. I could always surprise people. With cartoons, you get immediate feedback. You draw something, they go, wow, you write something. People don't react that way. I mean, the thing with cartoons you discover is it's so immediate, and people are always impressed that you can draw. And I always, it's always like showing off all the time, so it's really nice to have people say, wow, aren't you talented? Clever boy.